In the sixth part of the sermon, Keeping the Deeds of the Body Under Control, I explained that our hearts change according to what we see with our eyes. In other words, what we see with our eyes affects our self-formation in life, in our hearts and mind. Also, you know, especially those who are growing up, children and baby, through what they see, what they hear, their character and their inner personalities are formed. But it only, you know, applies to all the grown-ups. So depending on what they see and what they hear, their hearts can become more evil or better. So depending on how we feel, the feeling is different, even if we see the same thing. Now think about Mary, who poured the perfume on the feet of Jesus. Judas Iscariot didn't feel good about it because he got greed in his heart. Therefore, eyes and hearts are very closely related. So if we control our eyes and what to see and concentrate on goodness and truth, then our heart can be changed into a good heart. So what we see something, our hearts move, our mind moves. So what we see, what we feel, what we think, you got to concentrate on them, whether it is goodness or evil. So you can even quickly, you can change even more quickly. Judas Iscariot had, you know, an greed in his heart. So when Mary poured the perfume on Jesus' feet, you know, he didn't feel good. And Jesus said, what she does is out of goodness, and it will be remembered. And Jesus exactly knew, you know, what, you know, Judas Iscariot had. You know, so pouring perfume on my feet is for my funeral. That's what Jesus said. Knowing that what Judas Iscariot had. So if Judas Iscariot had thought, wow, I made a judgment on what she did. She did something to be praised for, but I didn't think that. Then what was happening with me? Why did I have ill feelings? I had greed. If he had repented like that, he would not have betrayed Jesus by selling him. Even though Jesus, you know, corrected him though, he didn't listen. He just had evil. He kept evil in his heart. He judged and condemned the lady. So he lost the chance. So what you see can affect your heart and mind and your thought. And it can come out as words through your lips. You know, the ill feelings in your heart, you know, it will come out through your lips. And you may make judgment in your thought. But so don't neglect them. Don't ignore them. What we see was goodness? Or what I see was goodness? What I see was evil? If you check it, then you can see right away. So all the time, you gotta check what you see, what you feel, what you think, so that you can become a more sanctified man. But it's too much, you know, it's bothering too much. I gotta be careful of, you know, what I see and what I feel and what I hear. And I have to think whether it is goodness or whether it is evil. It's too much. Well, it's not too much. Okay? If you don't do that, you cannot manage good Christian life. If you don't do it, you're just like a worldly people. So you gotta check whether you see something good, whether you feel something good. If you make it as your habit, then it will not be too much, but you will surely change into a good man. Until that happens, you gotta keep it as your habit and ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit will remind you all the time. Okay? What you see and what you did was a judgment or condemnation or ill feelings or untruth. The Holy Spirit will let you know whether it is far from the truth of Father God. He will let you know, help you change more quickly. I hope, you know, you can change, you can make an effort like this. So what you see can affect your thought and heart. So you got to be careful with what you see. And the feelings, you got to catch and check. Most of all, just like a lens of camera, what you see through your eyes can be put into your heart. And what you desire in your heart can be searched for through your eyes. Last time, you just looked. You just heard. you may have said, or you may thought, you may think like that. However, that's not what God tells. That's not what God says. If you have truth, you don't want to see untruth. Even if you see it, you don't put it in your heart. That's what the truth tells you. Your ears are open and you open to everybody? No. When you have ill feelings, it makes you hear something evil. And those evil things you hear can be put into your heart and you can convey it through your lips to others. That's what the truth tells you. So my eyes are open, my ears are open. So even if I don't want to, I can hear it automatically. I can see it automatically. Don't say that. If you have evil and untruth, you heard or you saw untruth and evil, and your hearts were moved and you spoke them. You gotta check it all the time. So, if you check what you see now, then you can see whether you pursue spirit or you pursue evil, or you hope for heaven or you love the world. You can check that. You can see. So ask yourself, whether you long for spirit and you listen to untruth and you see untruth? No way. Even though there are people who are evil, then you will get out of the evil people. You rather read the Bible and you will pray in silence. However, in your heart, if you have evil and judgment and condemnation, then it will make you hear those people's words and it will make you see those people. And you gotta say, aha, I love evil that much. You gotta admit it. And don't justify yourself now. Well, some people say something that I don't want to hear. Well, why are you here? Why do you listen to them? You hear them because you got evil in you. So, I shouldn't do that. I want to be a man of, you know, truth, man of goodness. I want to go to New Jerusalem. You got to keep it in mind. Don't you see? People saw something in untruth. People hear something untruth. Pastor Myung Lin said in last Friday service, if you don't long for spirit, you see something wrong that the people of spirit did. And it becomes your excuse. Don't make an excuse like that. When we are not complete, well, I'm so sorry to say this, but, you know, when people are not complete, you know, they can stumble, they can fall down. Senior pastor told us about, you know, betrayal. So even workers or heads of a department can betray. I should not become like one. And you gotta check whether you have the hint of, you know, betrayal in your heart. All the people of spirit, you know, changed. The measure of, you know, faith, the senior pastor explained, are so, you know, precise and exact. If you hate all the things that Father God shows you because of those, you know, making excuse on that, the blaming, putting blame on them, on those people, evil people, then please don't. Then you can see, you know, what you have in your mind if you do so. In the market, there are so many products. And you can find what you want. You can spot it easily because you're looking for that one. Now, ask yourself what you see. It's the same question. What you have in your heart and what you're doing for that, you can ask. So depending on what we see, it can affect what we have in our heart. And consequently, the way of life and the conclusion will be different too. So what should we be careful about and what we should see to have beautiful eyes that resemble the Lord? To say this, now let's look into the eyes of untruth, the evil eyes, and the eyes of the truth, the good eyes. Let's talk about the eyes of untruth, evil eyes. What people see through eyes can be put into heart as untruth. Depending on what they see, the evil attributes can be provoked inside the hearts and thoughts. You may see something evil because if you don't want to, then Father God will not condemn you. But now you saw something evil and it is put into your heart. Then your eyes can become evil eyes. Because of what you saw, the evil in your heart is provoked, then your eyes are evil. So it is put into, the untruth is put into your heart, like a violent movie or games can make your heart, you know, very violent and violent, in the thought. When you see some lewd things, it may remain in your heart, and it makes you fall into the thoughts of untruth. If you see something argue, if some people, you know, fight, then you may have an irritating heart or upsetness in your heart. It is all called the lust of the eyes. Lust of the eyes is the attribute that causes the heart to be shaken and make it pursue the things of the flesh through the eyes and ears. So untruth in your heart. There is untruth in your heart. Because of what you see and hear, that untruth is provoked and it comes out as evil. For example, when you see your friend has something good, something expensive, then the greed of evil, evil of greed, it is provoked and it makes you think, I want to have that too. If you have greed, if you don't have any greed, then you don't feel like this. If someone has a good thing or expensive thing that you don't have, then you don't want it. What worldly people may say, I want to have that too. All people have greed in their heart. It's a matter of whether it is big or not. So when someone has a good thing, then you may pay attention to it, you may be interested in it, and you want to have it. But when people are turned into truth, then no matter what they have, like a gold and silver, since it doesn't belong to them, you know, they don't want to have it. They don't even think about it. They don't even get jealous of it. So something in your heart can be provoked, and it can make you feel, you know, jealous. The greed inside your heart can be provoked through the lust of the eyes. Now, you may have greed or interesting in the worldly things. For example, okay, now, especially for female people, let's say they carry a very expensive bag. Then, if you are interested in them, you may memorize them. Their look and the new arrivals and how much that is. You know that because you got interested in them. You are interested in those worldly things. Now you read it through your magazine or some fashion books, and so you pay attention to those people. So you saw them through your eyes. Now, your friend or your co-worker or your friend is carrying the new arrival. Then why are you paying attention to it? But if you are interested in, you look at it. Man, she carries a new bag. Now you scan it through your eyes. Wow, that's the what make and how expensive it is. You already know. You just have it already because you're interested in. But those who have no interest in them, is a bag is something that can use to put something in. If it is, if it is light and if it is strong with the good color, then, you're fine with it. You don't care whether they carry some expensive bag or some good-looking bag. You don't care. And you don't know about them, actually, since you got no interest in them. Well, Mrs. Bong Lim Lee go to a market, and then we may find some fake bags. And we don't know whether it is a fake or not. So from the time we go to a market, and then we can find some fake bags. We don't actually go in them, but when we are passing through in the Namdaemun Gate Market, and then we found something, we saw something and we bought it, but later on, we figured out it is a fake bag. And I was kind of embarrassed, but I didn't intend to do it. I didn't know it was a fake. I didn't know that it is a good make, like a Louis Vuitton or whatever, because I don't know about that. Someone told me later. So if you're not interested in anything, then you don't care about what they carry, what they buy. So you don't know about them. You got no interest in them. So you got nothing to do with them. And even if you hear them, you got no jealous of it. Whether they carry a $1,000 bag. You just feel like, I want to help people. I want to give offerings to God. And then that's what you make you feel, joyful. Then why are the people paying attention to them? Why do they like them? All I need is just the bag to put something in, and I carry it easily. You should think like this. If it is so expensive, then you gotta worry about it. You gotta be careful about it all the time. If someone spills water, if someone makes a scratch on it, and if it is a cheap one, then all you gotta do is just wash it, or you can just throw it away. However, if it is expensive, or if you got greed, if you love for affection for the worldly things, then you may just look at it right away. You don't listen to the word of God, but you listen to the news about new arrivals. And you judge, you make judgment on others. I want to have it, but she has it, and then you are jealous of her. And then you feel difficult because, you don't feel it easy because you want to have it, but she has it. Why should you live a life like this? Untruth, flesh, worldly things. If you have them, it's hard to go to heaven. Don't pay attention to them. What kind of evil do I have? Through what I see, what I hear, why do I feel good? Why do I feel uneasy? Why do I have to feel uneasy right now? What is wrong with me? You should be busy to think like this. Good things, expensive things, and good-looking things, and where are a good restaurant, a fine restaurant. And then some people pay attention to, a good restaurant. Or Michelin number two-star Michelin. But people of God, they pay attention to the word of God and the works of Father God. When the Lord comes back, there will be a big difference between them. So if you long for New Jerusalem, you got to live like that one. If you pay attention to the world and you want to go to New Jerusalem, no, you can't. You live a life with flesh in your heart. You cannot go to New Jerusalem. But if you love God, if you love what belongs to Father God, then Father God will make you short of nothing. And Father God will turn you into a beautiful man. Father God will help you like that. Bless you like that. That's true blessing, isn't it? I put on very expensive clothes and very expensive bag do they make you a very good man? No, when you have hope for heaven, when you have truth, and when you have faith in you, what they see, what they hear is all goodness. And their posture, their etiquette will be so good. And they are worthy to receive praise from the world, from the people. Our young people, they are always praised in their work. You are so good. It's hard to find the good people like you. They are praised in many companies. That they give out the fragrance of Jesus Christ like this. Even though we are living our lives on this earth, Father God protects us and makes us beautiful like this. So you are not unfortunate. If you don't have any good worldly things, your interest, your attention, whether it is in the truth or not, check yourself and be a man of truth. Through the lust of the eyes, how evils are revealed. You got to understand that. So that it can help you to pull out any untruth in you. So when those with lust of the eyes can feel jealous of those rich people on TV, and they complain because they don't have what they have. I don't have that one, even though he has one. My friend got a new cell phone, they put on a new jumper, and they put blame on their parents, and they don't buy me things, and because my family is poor, they complain like this. In your life, you may complain about your spouse, your parents, your brothers and sisters, not because your surroundings, but because of evil in your heart, make you blame like that, make you tired, make you bothered. So change your heart first. With these eyes, everything will bother you. Man, he has that one, but I don't. You compare. So you got tired, you got bothered, and you complain later on, and you got no joy, you got no thanks. Your face is always gloomy, and you know, some complaining words are coming out through your lips. That is the unfortunate life. Your love for the world makes your life miserable. You gotta realize this. So they got jealous of others and they want to have them. And if they can't, you know, their life is full of, you know, complaint. And, you know, they, you know, get a loan to buy something they want to get. So their greed is provoked, you know, through what they see with their eyes. What about the, you know, lewd and the pictures? Most of the criminals, or especially those, you know, some people say after they saw some lewd in the pictures, you know, when they are not satisfied with just seeing them or hearing them, you know, they commit the crime. And they don't even feel guilty about it. Nowadays, you know, we often read news about, you know, various, you know, violence. And it's really difficult to watch those news because the level of, you know, homicide and, you know, some crimes are so harsh. Many people say many different idea, but many of them say that, you know, some violent video games or movies affect young children. It can also affect, you know, grown-ups. You know, there are evil things or adulterous mind when they are provoked, you know, through what they see on TV. Just, you know, they just saw them on TV. But it results in practicing their violence. Because when they see some, you know, lewd things or violent things, you know, they put those things with the feeling that, wow, that's good, that looks good. They put those things into their heart with untruth. And later on, I mean, if they keep on, you know, watching them, you know, they got, you know, addicted to them. If you thought, that's too much, that's too cruel, that people is too bad, when you have a feeling like this, when you see those, you know, violent movie, then you will not put them in your heart. But if you have good feelings about them, it will be put in your heart. And you will be addicted to them as you keep watching them. So those who are addicted like this through internet, on TV or internet, then they lose self-control. The brain system is somewhat similar to those who are addicted to drinking or in the drugs. Those who do drugs, those who drink, and when they are addicted, it affects their brain. And they lost their self-control, and they cannot sense easily other things. The result of this kind of research talks about thought. Then when we listen to them, we can understand easily that the enemy, devil, and Satan works through our soul so that it can, you know, result in thoughts of untruth and untruthful thoughts. It is actually a true story. A student watched the violent movie, about 40 of them, and then he stabbed his friend beside him. His friend bothered him a lot, and he hated his friend. As he was watching those in the violent movies, he became dumb to the killing. He became dull, and he put that into practice. There was even a student who was scolded by his mother while playing a video games. Then he killed his mother. During the investigation of police officers, he was asked, why he killed his mom. Then the student said that, you know, I didn't control my upset. I stabbed her, but I thought that she would come back to life, just like game. So, like this, you know, student, the people are losing their sense, their brain system. So, but we are so easily, you know, exposed to those, you know, lewd and violent things. It's so easy to find on the internet or the smartphone. But many people love to watch or hear those evil things. The more you see those evil things, the more your heart is stained by evil and untruth. But if you don't discern them, if you keep putting on them in your heart, putting them in your heart, then you may neglect easily those evil things. Because you are too much exposed to those, you know, evil things, like lewd things and violent movies, you became dumb to those things. For example, those who have an affair, it is well dealt in a movie, and as you watch that kind of movie, the loneliness and your fleshly feelings are justified in your heart. Then you may think like that, there are many people who have an affair, you know, besides their spouse. They're looking for, you know, they are looking for a partner to play with, to go out with. So, and they become dull to do what is evil. So we need to keep in mind that we may be unknowingly affected with sins or lose our discernment for untruth by seeing the world in our eyes. People of truth should pursue the things that belong to Father God. And we have to be careful, you know, and control our eyes so that we don't see those things. So bear in mind, you may lose your discernment for the untruth. Now, truth, untruth, you've got to discern them correctly. But some people lose this discernment because of the worldly things. But you've got to awaken, and you've got to expose only to the truth. The eyes of untruth, evil eyes, want something more stimulating. So, as the time comes to an end, the world is more, more affected by or in the stained by evil and lewd things. And the enemy, devil, and Satan is behind all of this. People do not know when they watch the TV or play games on the internet that they are, they are being, stained by evil and untruth. So, but you should understand this, and you should never see such things. However, we live in the world. You may be exposed to those in the worldly trends. Then you gotta discern it well. But I'm not telling you that you should judge those in the people who follow them. Don't accept them. And be careful not to be stained by them. So far, I told you about the eyes of untruth and eyes of evil. Okay? People see those, evil things through their eyes, and they put them into their heart and make them, put those in untruth in their heart. And then untruth and evil are provoked by, what they see through their eyes. On the contrary, when our eyes see what is good and what is true, our hearts can be quickly filled with the truth. The eyes of reading the Bible. You gotta make your word of God close to you. You have a plan for a year, right? And then you may decide to read the Bible, many times a year. So from when to when, because it's so busy, but when I'm not busy, I want to read the Bible like this time, or one time or twice or three times. You may have a plan, right? Now, if you don't have a plan, please have a plan. Like this. Keep the Bible close to you. And read and live by the Word of God, even though you are busy. even though you're busy, you read the Word of God, you find yourself and you pray for it, then you are pursuing the truth. You can more easily pursue the truth. So the church should, you know, not make, you know, many, you know, outfield, you know, events, because this church concentrate on the preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel with those, you know, non-Christians, according to the rules that, you know, set up by our senior pastor. So we don't have, you know, outdoor events. And then we have, you know, many events to evangelize people and visit our members. You gotta have them in your mind, okay? So eyes of reading the Bible, eyes of looking for the providence of Father God, the Creator. Father God created all things in the universe. I hope you can find the room in your heart to look for things that Father God created. We used to look up to the sky, or whether Father God is putting rainbow on the sky or not. Now you found the rainbow. Now you saw the clouds. And when you see moving clouds, you think about Father God's creation. And you are reminded of heaven. Worldly people, when they see, you know, nature, they feel, you know, healing. And they say, you know, my heart is so, you know, peaceful. It's so healing. But even if you go outside, you can easily look up to the sky and you can think of the providence of Father God's creation. I hope you can do that. Now, eyes searching for rainbow. And when you search, when you find rainbow, you, you know, took a picture of rainbows and you, send it to your friends, right? Last week, it was a very vivid rainbows a lot. Last Thursday, many workers of this church, you know, went to Muan Manmin Church to check many things in Muan Manmin Church. So that you can be provided with the Muan Musui water again. So many people went there. So they found Father God showed the rainbow. Not only inside the bus, but on the side of Muan Sweetwater site, Father God showed vivid, clear rainbow. The next day, January 17th, do you remember what day it is? Father God showed in the rainbow again, like a symmetric rainbows and double-fold rainbows and beautiful rainbow. I showed those pictures to Mrs. Bonglim Lee. And we found these rainbows because it's January 17th. And she said, what day is it? January 17th. What day is it? Ah, January 17th. I forgot that day. So Father God, you know, making me remind of those things, of the day, January 17th. If you acknowledge Father God all the time, and the rainbow that you saw, and the rainbow on a specific day may be the expression of Father God's love for you. Please pay attention to those spiritual things. Worldly people, there are many worldly people who never seen that circular rainbow. The worldly people who are connected to us, we send those rainbows, picture of those rainbows to them. And then they say, you know, I've never seen it before. I think he is at the age of 50. I've never seen it before. Of course. That's the rainbow that Father God showed it to us. He has never seen that circular rainbow around the sun. You saw the rainbow after you came to this church, right? And there were rainbow with the directions. The ray goes out to four directions, and there is a rainbow in the shape of a ring, and a K-shaped rainbow, V-shaped rainbows, all different kinds of rainbows. If you think about this rainbow alone, it is written in the Bible that rainbow is a sign that Father God is with us. That rainbow is with us. Now, you look for it, then are you dull to those rainbows? No way. You got to have a heart like child. Even though you saw it 10 years ago, 5 years ago, Father God is still working for you. Then you got to be refreshed. Wow, Father God is good. You give thanks to God because Father God is still with you. To do so, You got to have a heart, the pursuing spirit all the time. Then you will be happy all the time. As I told you earlier, if you look for the worldly things, if you're jealous of other, if you feel jealous of things that don't belong to you, then your life is in vain. But if you look up to the sky, you look at the rainbow, you look at the clouds, and think of Father God, think of God the Creator, when you see the flower, then you can feel the love of Father God and the Father God's creation. You will be so thankful. When I was in prayer house, all I could see was the praying. All I could see was sky. I looked up to the sky. I thought about, you know, Father God's, you know, Father God's, you know, thoughts and heart. And Mrs. Bolin Lee, asked the elder Lee to plant, you know, lettuce. Soon, the lettuce came out. It was ready to eat. So I ate it. And then a few days later, it came out again. So, when I ate that lettuce, I was so thankful. Wow, Father God is full of love. Even though I got no money, when I plant the seed, even if I just wait and work, then Father God can make me, you know, survive by eating them. I'm just doing nothing and I just prayed. Even if I do so, you know, I can survive. If I plant this and it will grow up and I can eat from it, then I can survive. That's what I thought. And I was giving thanks for that. And when I ate, you know, pepper, I love, you know, red pepper, but Mrs. Bolin Lee doesn't like it. So we planted, you know, hot pepper and non-hot pepper. And we put it in a refrigerator, and they got mixed up. You know, I have to give, you know, non-spicy pepper to Mrs. Bolin Lee, right? So I have to choose between them. But you may find, if you look at the size, then you can see whether it is spicy or not. So when I saw them, wow, Father God, they created things like this. When the smaller the pepper is, the spicier it is. And when I saw that, I realized that Father God is so delicate. You know, Father God makes changes between the peppers. So, red pepper is, you know, small, but non-spicy pepper is big in size. So, whatever you see, if you think of Father God's plan, then you will be so full of thanks. In your life, think like that. Then you may find so many things that you can give thanks for. Now, when spring comes, all those, you know, dead-looking trees will have, you know, green leaves. You gotta be thankful. Wow, Father God, you know, revives all those, you know, dead-looking things. Father God is such a good God. We gotta have eyes that search for living God. The love of Father God who governs my life, and your eyes shed tears of thanks. You gotta have such, you know, good eyes. Those with eyes with tears, they are blessed. Worldly people, they don't easily shed tears. There are people who don't have much emotion. They got, you know, hardened the heart. So they don't easily shed tears. Their life is so stiffened. But if you are easily moved by those in the good things, and if you shed tears with thanksgiving, just like our senior pastor, you know, he's like a child. He was thankful for things that Father God has done for him and for the church and for the congregation, and he shed tears, and he was welcoming all those people who left church before. Do you remember his tears? All the time, he glorified God, he searched for God, he searched for the reasons for thanksgiving, and he always gave thanks offerings. And his eyes were always full of tears for Father God. His life was like that. We should live such a life. Instead of, you know, putting blame on others, complaining, instead, you gotta find something that is spiritual. Then Father God will bless you with more and make your life prosperous. But if your life is prosperous, but if you don't give thanks, because you once received this blessing before, then you got no emotion, then you cannot receive grace. Even if God grace gives grace, you cannot receive grace. I hope your eyes can shed tears of thanks for Father God. When you have this kind of eyes of goodness, then you can eyes resemble the eyes of the Lord more quickly. If you change like this and fill your heart with your complete truth and make your eyes the eyes of truth, then even if you see some things evil, then you will never put them in your heart and you will never remember them. Since your eyes are open, you may see something you don't want to see. Since your ears are open, you may hear something you don't want to hear. You ask people, don't talk about that. But they said you heard them. But if you have goodness in, if you have goodness in your heart, you will not remember them. You will just, you know, forget. Even if you see something on something bad, then you don't put it in your heart. Those people neglect those in what they should not see, and they don't remember evil things. Matthew 7:3, the Lord said, "Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?" People of goodness follow the goodness, so they don't see evil things of others, and they don't convey those evil things to others. Even if people are short of goodness and love, they cover them, they wait for them to till change. They expect them to change with the eyes of truth. So they don't resemble evil things. They resemble goodness. They have eyes of goodness all the time. Such people, with the eyes of truth, eyes of goodness, their life is not miserable anymore. When someone does evil, I'm bothered. No, they don't say so. I'm hurt in my heart. They will not say that. When people bother him, some evil people, you know, try to, you know, threaten them, you know, they don't feel bothered. Even if someone tries to stab him, you know, they don't feel bothered because they have the heart of goodness. In order to become the eyes of the truth, looking only at the such good things, we must block the eyes of untruth or lust of the eyes. You should make an effort in order not to see the things of untruth, those evil things. The value of your heart may change depending on what you put in your heart. If you put truth in your heart, okay, your value cannot be measured by what you look. Father God does not value. Depending on what you have in your heart, your value can change. And Father God will love you, and then Father God will treasure you, and Father God will help you have greater faith. Depending on what you have in your heart, can change. If you put truth in your heart, then you may become a people of God, and you will be loved by people and others too. But if you put untruth in it, you'll become a man of darkness that is controlled by Satan. And you heard something, you saw something, and you erase them because it is evil. But if it is put in your heart, that's the problem. And when you see something evil, the evil that is in your heart will be provoked by the work of Satan. So you got to be careful what you see and what you hear. You got to discern it right away. So these of the body that we got to control, there are many things. Eyes, ears. Later I will tell you about the deeds, your attitudes and your behaviors and what you and in with your lips. I will tell you later. But if you're careful about them, then it will help you to easily find your evil in you. So your eyes can affect what you put in your heart. Even after you've grown up, depending on what you see may affect your heart and thoughts. You got to realize this. If you saw something untruth and put it in your heart, then you got to get rid of it. Instead, fill your heart with the truth and goodness only. Then you can become the children who resemble the Lord. Someone who was the worker with faith and given surroundings hear so many untruths. So he acts like a man of no faith. So his faith was not good enough. He was the worker. Even though you are a worker, even though you've been a Christian in the church for a long time, you may be affected by those things. So you should not be affected. Until it happens, you've got to be so careful. People that you meet, the words that you hear, things that you see, you've got to discern whether it is truth or not. There are so many things that cause you to lose your faith. So you've got to be careful with it all the time. You should not to see, not to hear. If you happen to hear and see something, then you've got to discern it quickly and you've got to get rid of it. Instead of, speaking the harsh language. So what you see, what you hear, people around you and the surroundings around you. You said something evil, the man of truth corrects you and then changes it into the truth. Then your thoughts can be turned into the thoughts of faith. So it is so important what kind of people are around you. So you got to check yourself all the time where you're going. Those who have the eyes of truth are happy to meditate on the word of God, the good, and keep it according to the commandments. They are called the men who are blessed, as written in the Psalm chapter 1. They desire to read the word of God and live according to the word of God, so that their hope for heaven is added. So whatever they see it by faith. Mark 9:3, the Lord said, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." They believe in this word and they apply it to their lives. So if you want to have these eyes of faith, then you gotta keep the words of God closer to you. And you gotta read them, you gotta listen to them, you gotta think about them, you gotta hold on to them, you gotta pray for them. If you go on like that, then your eyes can be eyes of faith. As you look at things with the eyes of faith, you can receive blessing. Good example is Jacob. If you don't see things with the eyes of truth, you cannot receive blessing. What you see become reality. But when you see something by faith, it can turn into reality. If you see as it is without faith, then difficult things will remain as difficult things, and then you will say, "My life is so many difficult things," and you will speak like that. Then that reality will continue. But if you have eyes of faith, even it is full of difficulties around you, you will say, "It is nothing difficult. Father God will work for me." Then once he does, everything will be solved. If you see things by faith like this, then your future will be like that. Depending on what kind of eyes you got and what kind of things you see, depending on them, faith will not help you see the reality. The eyes of faith will help you see what Father God can do. Jacob is a good example. Avoiding his brother Esau, he went to Laban, his uncle's house. And he went through the 20 years of refinement, and he decided to go back to his home. And then he asked his uncle Laban, to give him the sheep with the mark and a dark goat. He asked his uncle to make those sheep and goats as his. Most of sheep and goats sheep are usually white and goats are usually black. His uncle Laban thought it is beneficial for him. So he accepted the proposal of Jacob. He accepted the request of Jacob. So Jacob's uncle Laban thought, there are not many, dark sheep and, white spot of the goat. So he allowed it. So Jacob pull out the spark of a tree and make it, have in a dark spot. And when the good fatty, you know, sheep came, you know, they made the sheep, you know, drink water by looking at the tree. Genesis 30, verses 37 to 39, it says, when Jacob took fresh rods of poplar and almond and plane trees and peeled white stripes in them, exposing the white which was in the rods, he set the rods which he had peeled in front of the flocks in the gutters, even in the watering troughs, where the flocks came to drink, and they mated when they came to drink. So the flocks mated by the rods, and the flocks brought forth stripped, speckled, and spotted. So eventually, you may be affected. I mean, there is no guarantee that he would get those stripped, speckled, and spotted sheep. But Jacob received this kind of wisdom from God, and he believed it. If you do these things, then you may get many sheep and goats. Father God inspired Jacob. Jacob had the eyes and thoughts of faith, and he believed them, and he did it. So Jacob became so rich, and he went back home. It was possible because he had the faith that looked for things. He didn't look at the reality. He had the eyes of believing in God. He had the heart believing in God. I received the blessing. I have received the blessing. I have received the blessing even from my father in Isaac. The blessing is from Father God. So Jacob depended on Father God who would give him blessing. And Father God promised in his dream that he would be blessed. So he held on to the dream, and he did according to what he believed. And all these things were possible for that. And there was justice, right? His uncle Laban, did bad things to, Jacob. He didn't pay him right. So he failed the justice. He filled up the justice, and then Father God made what Jacob did prosperous. When God gives the covenant to the forefathers of faith, fathers made them have faith by looking at the nature. Think about Abraham and Isaac. Genesis 15 verses 4 and 5 says, then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir. And he took him outside and said, now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. God told him, count the stars. Looking at the stars. Since the air was not polluted, and he could see many, many stars. Father God told him to look at the stars, and his descendants would be as many as those stars. So what about Abraham? Abraham looked at the stars, and whenever he looked at the stars, he remembered what Father God said, and he believed that Father God would give him that so many descendants to him. He believed it. In the afternoon, there were so many trees, and he remembered what Father God said to him. And he remembered and believed. How you can have such eyes, look at the things of nature, if you think, look at the history of this church, and believe in the promise that Father God gave to this church. We can do so. There are so many works of God's power manifested through our senior pastor. We have them in video clips. If you remember, put it in your heart, think about them, and pray for them. You should. When you sing praises, you got to remember them. The power of recreation, power of the shepherd. You should be joyful for them. You got to be reminded of those things when you pray. Senior pastor, pray. Let the dead come back to life. Let the blind come to see. Let the deaf come to hear. Let there be so many people come to the crusade, and so many people can receive healing works, and they stand up for a wheelchair. Senior pastor prays like that. And we also pray like that. Then you gotta be, you gotta have the scene, you gotta have the image in your eyes when you pray like that. That's the prayer of faith. If you just remember those words with your eyes closed, I mean, even though your eyes are closed, those images of people who are testifying to their healing should be going. As if you see, because you experienced, you already seen them. And if you pray like that while you do so, that can be faith. Then your faith will grow up as you pray. And you can have discernment to discern things. So the faith of, you know, believing and expectation and hope, you got to remember what you saw in your experience. Jacob and Abraham, they didn't have any signs in the reality, but they held on to the promise that God gave to them. Since Father God, you know, promised to give it to me, someday it will happen. They didn't say so. They rather worked. They believed in the word of God. They used their wisdom to look for find the way that Father God works for them. And Father God, you know, guided them to the best way. Now, eventually I will see senior pastor back. Instead, you gotta pray for it. And you gotta pray for the power of recreation. You gotta have imagination about it. You gotta dream of it. And later, it will turn into great rewards and blessing and answers. Those who have the eyes of truth rejoice over the works of God. As they work by the word of God, then the signs and miracles that confirm the word will show up, as the Bible says. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind, opened the ears of the deaf, and made the mute speak. He manifested such amazing power of God. The people with good eyes rejoiced at those works of Father God. And they confess that it is a signs and miracles and power that man cannot do. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verses 23 and 24, turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which you see the things you see. For I say to you, that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear and did not hear them." Jesus manifested the power. There were so many people rejoiced over what they saw. And what they saw was the blessed eyes. But there are people who saw the same thing, but they thought differently. They said they know the word of God. They were Pharisees and scribes and priests. They saw the same thing, but they didn't believe them. They rather, you know, blamed Jesus. They got blinded due to their jealousy and hatred in their heart. So they didn't recognize Jesus, the Christ, the Savior. And they did evil to him. They judged Jesus, they condemned Jesus, and they did bad things to Jesus because they got eyes of evil. Even though they saw the same thing, the consequences were different. They even killed Jesus. After Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven, his disciples, by the help of the Holy Spirit, manifested signs and wonders. But there were people who believed them. And there are other people who didn't believe them. They'd rather try to persecute them. It is the same today. When we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so many diseases were healed, and the power of the Holy Spirit is manifested in His church. So what should people do? People with good eyes should confess that power belongs to God, as written in Psalm 62:11. They got curious about the pastor who manifests the power of God. They should want to know more. As they listen to the message, then they gotta rejoice because they find a church that shows the works of the Bible, and they want to experience the same thing. Then they can be healed, they receive answer. But if they have negative eyes, they'll try to find, you know, any ground for a criticism. They doubt it. Then what God will say to them? I mean, if it goes worse, I mean, if they're jealous of those church that manifest the power of God, then since they have judgment and condemnation in their heart, then they are revealed. So depending on what you see and what you hear, I mean, depending on what your eyes and what kind of heart you got, even though you see the same thing, your actions, your consequences can be different. Those eyes with the heart of truth will see things with the perspective of truth, but people of untruth will see things from the perspective of untruth. This kind of the viewpoint affects people's behavior. What about our surroundings? Depending on what kind of perspective and what kind of heart you got when you see its surroundings, your actions can be different. Even though you are in a good, you live in a good environment, if you have a darkness in your heart, you may complain. You may say your life is miserable. Other people will say, wow, he lives in a good and rich family. But you yourself will say your life is miserable. But even though surroundings are so harsh and difficult, if you have faith and hope, you will feel easy. You will feel happy. So, now look at the people around you. Look at the things around you with the eyes of, with positive eyes, eyes of faith, and good eyes. In 2018 and 2019, there were times of chaos. As I remember them, wow, our Christian life was so well protected and it was so safe. I was so thankful. 2018 and 2019, there were so many people complaining. There were the outside people trying to destroy this church, and they make rumors about this church, and then they tried to sue this church. You know, we were affected by them. You know, as I recall them, that never happened to this church before. But as I saw them, wow, in the space of the shepherd, we were well protected and we were well safe. So instead of complaining, I rather gave thanks for the status that when we were protected in the space of the shepherd. So I was able to give more thanks when those things are surrounded me. So what happened to you? When it was difficult, when it was harsh, when you hear some bad rumors about the church, when there were some, you know, when there's some, you know, a division in the church, did you feel bad? Don't look at the things with that kind of eyes. Think about the eyes. Think about the blessing that Father God has given to you. And look at the things with the positive eyes. And have hope for the things that Father God will give to you. If you turn your eyes and ears like that, then Father God will praise you. And Father God will give you even greater blessings and answers. Let me conclude this message. Dear brothers and sisters, what kind of eyes would you like to have? I think you want to have the eyes of truth, eyes of goodness. Then, you must set standards and truth and goodness in our eyes to distinguish what we should see and what we should not see. Then, the work of Satan will go away, and you can easily cast off the evil in your heart. Without, regardless of your willpower, if you see something untrue, evil, I hope you can control it and don't put it in your heart. And make an effort to see things with the eyes of goodness and eyes of truth. Psalm 19 verse 8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." And now, have the Word of God closer to you to have enlightened eyes. Now, even in a fleshly sense, if you read the Bible, there are so many people, you know, who got an eyesight back. Those elderly people, you know, they didn't have good sight when they read the Bible. But when they obeyed and read the Bible, they got eyesight back. There are so many elderly people like that. So both blessings are happening, okay? Proverbs 4, verses 21 and 22 says, "Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their body." If you see what God says and put it in your heart, then it may not only become life, but it may also become your health. I hope you may see only the good words and hear the goodness and have your spirit and soul prosperous in all things and receive blessing. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.